This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, September 9th. God's word to you today is the pleasure. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 63, verses 1 to 3, from the Message translation, and it says, God, you're my God. I can't get enough of you. I've worked up such hunger and thirst for God, traveling across dry and weary deserts. So, here I am in the place of worship, eyes open, drinking in your strength and glory. We are excited about God's work and about what God is doing on earth. It is easy to look at the news and think that all hope is lost. It is easy to look at what is going on, the legislation, or to look at how nations are being formulated to resist the gospel and think that all hope is lost. But the truth is, God is in control of the earth. The Church of Jesus will march forward, and the gates of hell cannot resist the Church of Jesus. The Church is not something to be tolerated. The Church is something to be celebrated. When we show up in church, we have come into the presence of our Father and our King. We have come into the presence of the Maker of the heavens and the earth. So, we come to church excited because we are there to meet with the Lord. Make up your mind never to show up in church gloomy. Be excited. The enjoyment of God is so important to our God. When we learn to enjoy God's presence, following God becomes effortless. The truth is, it is your enjoyment of God that sustains your obedience to God. In other words, what makes obeying God pleasurable is your enjoyment of God. If you do not learn to enjoy God, you will struggle with following Him. If you do not learn to enjoy God, you will struggle with reading your Bible and with praying. I have come a long way from my days of seeking an alternative for prayer because I thought prayer was too difficult, to wondering how anyone can exist without prayer. Prayer is so sweet and so beautiful. You cannot pray if you do not enjoy praying. If God's presence is not enjoyable to you, you really cannot pray. So, it is important that as a person, you learn to enjoy God's presence. In God's favorite house, our vision is to be filled with the life of Christ Jesus and released into our destiny, taking the world for Him. You cannot be filled with God's life consistently if you are not enjoying God's life. Different churches have different thrusts. There are purpose-driven churches. There are personality-driven churches. There are program-driven churches. There are attractional churches. And there are missional churches. God's favorite house is a Christ-centered church. It is and always will be Jesus at the center of it all. The only person that needs to be in service in God's favorite house is Jesus, not Pastor. It is His presence that defines us. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
God, you are my God, and I'll forever praise you. God, you are my God, and I'll forever praise you. I will seek you in the morning. I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step you lead me. And I will follow you for all of my days.
Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.